checking in now for the Broncos. Jack Brown checks in. Justin Williamson checks in. Colton Tainai checks in for the Broncos. Cade Dobrinska for Union Grove. So they have conceded with 3:43 to go.
Score update from West Tosha, 39-39.
A WRJN Racine. Shot is up and good by Tainai, who just came in. 67-32. Also in the game is Schicker. Caden Schicker is in now for Waterford, as he cleared his bench also. Dominic Cowan also in for Waterford. Bolvite is still in there. Tesmer is still in there. So we can announce our player of the game for tonight. It's going to be Colin Lepisto with all his assists and a nice game. 9 points and several assists. So it'll be Schicker to inbound for Waterford. And he inbounds to Bierman. Bierman also still in there. Now the shot up is no good by Tesmer. And the rebound came down to Dobrinska.
Waterford foul, number three, Schicker.
And who's that foul on? That foul is on Schicker. His first, team seven. Getting ready to check in will be Lusick. Mason Lusick will also check in now for Waterford. Shot up is good by Cade. So Mason Lusick also checks in for Waterford. So again, Colin Lepisto is our player of the game tonight. Nice point, nice game tonight by the point guard. Here comes Waterford now. We're under three to play. Schicker with the basketball, gives it up to Bierman. Bierman tries to go in for the layup, and it's knocked away. And Gruber with the basketball now. Gave it up to Sherwood. Cade Sherwood also in there now for the Broncos. And they come down and he can't control it. They tried to hit Lusick with the pass. So 2:20 to go. Dylan will try to get a final score on that Westosha game. If we get one before the end, we gave you the St. Cat's score. There's a shot up by Gruber. That's no good. And Cowan with the basketball gave it up now. Cowan got it back. Now Bierman had it. And Schicker's going to put his hands on it. Back to Cowan. And we got a foul with 1:44 to go.
Dick, it's 41-41, 9:30 to go. So we won't get a final, but it's 41-41.
Okay. Reglin got the ball and then gave it up. There's a three-pointer. Three-pointer good by Bierman. Bierman with the three-pointer at the 1:30 mark to make it 70-33. As Gruber brings it across. Gruber now gave it up in the corner to Sherwood. Now the shot by Sherwood is no good. And here comes the Wolverines the other way, as it was Schicker that got that rebound. Then he passed over to Reglin. Now Schicker back to Reglin. Now out on top, the three-pointer's good. Three-pointer good by Colwyn. And a timeout called by the Wolverines to get two more players in. And the one player we don't have his number, so we can't identify him. As the Broncos bring it down, Gruber with the basketball, trying to put up a shot. Almost traveled with it. So it's Lajewski, Matthew Lajewski, who checked in for the Waterford Wolverines. 5'11" freshman guard. So that fouls on Colwyn, his first, team eighth. So at the line is Sherwood for a 1-1 with 23 seconds to go. Get the second now. No good on the second one. Rebound to the Wolverines. They'll probably just try to bring it up. Schicker will, and just pass it around. Maybe not. Colwyn with the basketball. Now a three-pointer from the corner. That's no good by Schicker. Rebound to Colwyn. And coming the other way with it is Sherwood. And that's the ball game. The final score. It's Waterford 73, Union Grove 34.
Dick, are we going to get our DG Sports Player of the Game? Again tonight, Colin Lepisto with his impressive assists. Dick was a big fan of him putting out the assist tonight. He had 8 points, 2 3-pointers made. Again, Westosha Central, they're in a big shootout with Elkhorn Elks, 47-47, 6 minutes to go. Dick is standing by with our DG Sports Player of the Game, Colin Lepisto.
All right, joined by Colin Lepisto, our DG Sports Player of the Game. How's it feel to be the player of the game, first of all?
Feels good. Good team effort. I mean, going into this game back-to-back, we're just looking forward to Westosha now, keeping our heads at a level. We're going to get that conference championship.
Okay, we can tell you they're tied right now in their game with 9 minutes to go at 41-41. One of the reasons you're the player of the game, Coach Raglin, let me know that you now own the season assist record at Waterford. Is that correct?
Actually, it's steals.
It's steals.
Just broke the steals record a week and a half ago.
Even better. So a nice game tonight. You had assists. You had some steals. A quiet 9 points. But again, a nice team win for Waterford, and now you can concentrate on getting ready for the Falcons, who beat you the first time around, correct?
Yes, sir.
So what do you need to do between now and Thursday night, a game that DG Sports will cover?
I mean, we got a week ahead looking to prepare. I mean, we know that we're the better team. We're going to go in there and play our game.
Well, good luck. We'll see you next Thursday, and congratulations on being our player of the game.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's Colin Lepisto, our player of the game. Back to Dylan at the table.
Thanks, Dick. Great interview there with Colin Lepisto, setting the steals record for Waterford. A week and a half ago, as he said, they had a very impressive performance here tonight against this Union Grove team, winning by 39 points. So Dick has rejoined me here at the table. Dick's score update from Westosha Central. It's Elkhorn 50, Westosha Central 49, 5 minutes to go.
All right, thank you for that, Dylan. All right, that's going to close the book then on this broadcast from the Union Grove Gymnasium. My thanks to Dave Pettit, Athletic Director at Union Grove, for accommodating us, and all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be February 27th from the Waterford Gym, when these same Wolverines will host the Westosa Central Falcons in a showdown for the Southern Lakes title. Pre-game will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m. Next up for the Broncos will be a non-conference game on February 24th when they will travel to New Berlin to play the New Berlin Eisenhower Lions. That game tips off at 7 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Graceffa saying you've been listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports. Join us on February 27th for our next game at dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio 1400 AM or 99.9 FM or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports, as always, covering all Racine City and county schools. Once again, our final score, it was Waterford 73, Union Grove 34. Waterford improves to 20-3 overall, 12-1 in conference. Union Grove falls to 6-16 overall, 3-10 in conference. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. Good night.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake base filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up on this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. Learn my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode. Playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like you should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. And it's all right now. Yeah, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Down to here and plenty of money. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky.
Must we separate, my love? All of my Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. A boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Thank you.
news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will. you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. Somebody, the way I love you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump abruptly fires the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General Charles Q. Brown, and a host of others, including Chief of Naval Operations Lisa Franchetti. It's all part of a campaign to rid the military of leaders who support diversity and equity in the ranks. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says the moves are unprecedented.
I cannot recall this type of mass firing of senior military leadership, nor any previous attempt to fire all the staff judge advocates at one time.
A mixed bag for President Trump in federal courts on this Friday.
A federal judge has mostly blocked Trump's sweeping executive orders ending government support for programs promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. The judge ruled the orders likely violate free speech rights. A federal judge in Manhattan extended a ban on Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing sensitive Treasury Department information. But the judge said she may lift the ban if the department certifies that members of DOGE have received required cybersecurity training. A third federal judge cleared the way for the administration to fire almost all employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Hamas plans to release six more Israeli hostages tomorrow. Israel will in turn release 600 Palestinian prisoners. This latest swap is part of the ceasefire deal, which is still holding despite Israel's anger over a return of remains just yesterday. Deborah Pata has that from East Jerusalem.
Hamas has always claimed the Bibas family was killed in an Israeli airstrike. Israel now says the brothers were brutally murdered. Neither side has provided any proof of their claims. But it has unleashed fury from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I vow that I will not rest until the savages who executed our hostages are brought to justice.
And it prolonged the grief of an anguished nation.
In Los Angeles, Mayor Karen Bass, weeks after those deadly wildfires, has dropped the fire chief, Kristen Crowley. Bass says Crowley refused to do an after-action fire report.
There will be an investigation of the water situation as well, and that will be done by the governor.
He's been hospitalized for a week now, and his doctors say while his condition is not life-threatening, the 88-year-old Pope is not out of danger. Francis is being treated for pneumonia in both lungs and bronchitis.
Doctors say he still has a healthy appetite, and the Pope was in good humor. Pope Francis has gone to the chapel in the papal suite at the hospital where he's being treated and has been conducting affairs of the church.
That is our correspondent Seth Doan, who is in Rome. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional.